Good morning. Welcome to the December 13th, Sunday, December 13th, 2015, waking up, freeing ourselves from work. And today we are going to be talking about obedience and how that training in all of us born into the class system silences the authentic self. And as always, we give thanks to Alice Miller and her brethren and sistren who have helped us see what the power guys don't want us to see, which is that this reality, so-called reality, is very much a construction, and that as long as they are able to get we parents to be the deputies of the state, we will continue to hear, unfortunately, even on the left, as we heard on the interview prior to this show, even on the left, the best we will hear is protest, but or fix it. But when you start talking about the reality of hidden power, then they pull out the word, well, they're just conspiracy theorists. And just as the guy from the Pentagon, the interviewee quoted, who said that science fiction, it's science fiction until we do it. He was from, I think, a DARPA researcher. And then it's reality. Well, it's conspiracy until we wake up and then we see reality. And they threw around that word Illuminati, which I believe is was invented by these statesmen, because it ain't mysterious, these guys. Power has never been, power has ever wanted to appear mysterious and has been ever the opposite. Just as common as dirt, power lust is, as Shakespeare told us. So we're going to be looking at the training in obedience and how it silences the authentic self. And we're going to look at this equation, utilitarianism, dualism, might makes right ethics, obedience training. All of these are equivalents. The soul's expression replaced by performance. All of these equal the wounding of the authentic self. And we're going to look at the implications of this generalized underclass training on our global society planning process. Also a theme, seeing the structure of our global arrangement based in non-coercion and the self-development of our gifts, and redesigning our interior infrastructure. And what more can we do to ensure that love rules? I think we each of us need to ask ourselves that question. Sisters and brothers, I posted a word beat from our July 14th show, and that's posted as well to the blog page with the Bloom PDF right above the announcement about the latest draft for this show. And it argues that we have to change the structure of class itself, with its power in hiding MO and its forefront theater. And on that note, forefront theater, when you can't turn around on the left without bumping into media-sponsored Bernie Sanders adulation, that's hidden power behind it. They own the media from left, right, and center. It's the Nader strategy replayed with contempt or desperation, as they must have plausible deniability when they rig the machines. And etc. We know they got a lot of etc. in there when they rig an election. They are salivating, sweating, actually, to regain the office of U.S. president. So strategically, unless we're busy organizing that one-day global general strike to roll into many, many more, strategically, it seems we'd best vote for Hillary. It's because they're, if for no other reason, that they are pulling out all the stops to make sure she don't get elected, to put their guy in place, as they want no further delays in their plans to roll out on us a more hardcore totalitarianism, although it's hard to imagine I mean, the level of obedience, if we are to believe all we get from the media, is pretty, should be setting, lighting a fire under every single one of us. It's pretty dire, but so it seems they are ready to roll out a more hardcore totalitarianism. And by the way, is it not the horror story of our days that most of us didn't know? I certainly didn't. When I blithely released, waking up, starting myself on this path of certainty about the existence of hidden power. And so I do understand when folks have a difficult time crediting the existence of these guys. And it is something that this treatment is not necessarily something the average folk are going to experience. So we are going to have to proceed, plow forward, even in the absence of perhaps the degree of certainty I have, simply based on the truth of our bodies' need to be free, to begin to discuss with Alice Miller, because you don't have to believe in hidden power to credit what she says. The truth of what she says is so patent that when we hear it, it is earth shaking, our bodies shaking, when we realize the degree to which we have been deeply conditioned. She's going to say, when you plow through that conditioning and see reality and claim your true self, you can't go back. That was said by, I think it was Walter Lindquist. I quoted him from the Work book, Work by Studs Terkel, in when I wrote Waking Up. And once you wake up, you can't go back. She says something very similar. Once you have found your authentic self, you will not relinquish it for any price. And that is the truth. It is hard won getting there. It is. Definitely, there is no alternative unless you want to live out your days completely in that fog of conditioning, which we don't. As living things. So, best vote for Hillary. And is it not a horror that we didn't know? Isn't that a horror story? The DARPA guy said they base a lot of their research on sci-fi. Well, I can believe it, because sci-fi is where the truth seems to be told. It is invasion of the body snatchers out there. Truly, truly. That is a horror story, what's going on right now. And what can you call it but a fascist state? I was sitting typing with a swollen face and knees, plus. So what else can it be? With drones in tow in the sky and on foot and in autos wherever I go. And a mounting death toll from killing on the down low, about which we will not be told. There won't be any books with writers interviewed about that on any of these left-wing shows. And it's always a challenge when I go upload. My transmission speeds have been deliberately slowed, even though it's simply a very humble PDF that I'm trying to upload. It requires multiple attempts and browsers to accomplish it, to allow time for that drone to arrive. So we understand this structure of self a little bit better with its fourth, now that we've been delving into Alice Miller and Martin Bernal and Karl Popper and Emanuel Wallerstein and Alfred O. Hirschman. We owe many good folk. John Boswell, for us to put together these puzzle pieces. I'd like to see some left-wing commentator do a show that integrates all of those and then tell me they find it difficult to believe that there are hidden power guys who operate on the down low behind scenes.